Haynes began 2021 taking the first steps on the long road to recovery from the devastation of last December's storms. The community mourned and began to take stock of storm damage and work to repair roads, homes, and livelihoods. The Haynes Long-Term Recovery Group formed to facilitate assistance and support families with immediate needs, as well as chart the long path ahead. The Haynes School came back after winter break, mourning the tragic loss of kindergarten teacher Janae Larson in the landslide, and some students were displaced from homes during the storms. Everyone was impacted. Haynes art teacher Giselle Miller created a paper crane project to foster healing.
And we're folding paper cranes and going to be hanging them for Janae outside the kindergarten room and inside, and kind of for the kindergartners as well. But it's not only to kind of honor her in that way, in that space, but also to like bring some beauty and some light to that space for the kindergartners. Does that make sense?
Paper cranes are a Japanese tradition. It signifies protection and healing. Students as young as 5 and up to their late teens are helping. Okay. The community can pitch in too.
Grief, anger, sadness, confusion, like all those things. I want the art room to be a safe space where students can feel like they can express those things and bring those things up and then go from there.
A ray of hope and relief came in mid-January when the Regional Health Consortium began offering the first COVID vaccines for adults in Haynes and Clukwan, thanks to Indian Health Services. In 2 days, the Haynes Clinic administered 600 shots, about 40% of the Chilkat Valley.
It's adrenaline. We're so excited.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely excited.
And then nurses whisked people into rooms for a briefing and a quick shot. Some wore glitter makeup. COVID varies, they said.
Okay, go ahead and relax your arm. Okay, you can feel a little poke. 1, 2, 3. You're done.
In February, a Chilkat Valley bear encounter made international news with headlines like Haynes woman survives outhouse bear. Shannon Stevens spent the weekend out with her brother and his girlfriend at a remote yurt on Chilkat Lake and went to use the outhouse.
Normally when we're out there in the summer or the fall or something, I'm used to shouting, "Hey, bear," the whole way. And it was dead of winter. I didn't think to do that this time. So I got in there and sat down on the toilet seat and something just immediately bit me in the butt. So I jumped up and screamed.
She called for her brother, Eric Stevens, who came running to investigate.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to open the lid and look. And I take the headlamp and I grab the lid of the toilet seat and I lift it up. And right there, right at the level of the toilet seat, like maybe an inch or two below, is a gigantic bear face looking right back up at me.
Luckily, she was not seriously injured and had a good sense of humor, even adopting the name DJ Bear Bite when DJing on KHNS. In May, longtime Haynes author, columnist, and obituary writer for the Chilkat Valley News, Heather Lendy, was named Alaska Writer Laureate.
I ride around the edges of a busy life, and I always have. Part of the reason I think I was nominated is because I've just been writing a long time, columns and essays and stories and books, of course. And basically, I say yes when anybody asks me to write something, is sort of how it began. My process usually is most productive when I have a deadline. So I'm kind of a deadlines are great inspiration for me.
The first cruise ship arrived in Haynes in June, the first in almost 2 years, says Haynes tourism director Stephen Ock.
Well, 622 days to be exact since the last cruise ship here, September 29th of 2019.
A groundbreaking ceremony was held in Tlingit Park to celebrate the construction of a new Tlingit Longhouse Pavilion.
We're making Tlingit Park more Tlingit. And it's been on a lot of our hearts and minds for many, many years that we need to have a traditional gathering place and a longhouse.
That was Jan Hill, former mayor of Haynes, and on the organizing committee for the project funded by the National Park Service. In July, the Chilkat Valley community celebrated the return of the Southeast Alaska State Fair with 4 days of music, games, local wares, and many beloved traditions. Sisters Juniper and Willow All, aged 9 and 6, are getting ready to ascend.
I'm going to be climbing the rock wall, and I hope I can ring the bell because last time I wasn't able to because I was like 3.
Their mom is Deborah All, bassist and vocalist in the California-based rock group The Lack Family. The 3 sisters and their parents tour around the world and come back to Haines to play the fair every year. I catch up with Deborah at the Lack Family booth as the Fish Pickers play the main stage.
A treat. It's such a treat. Like, I feel we're back with friends and family and like a big reunion. So I'm very thankful. I'm so thankful.
In August, the community saw its largest COVID outbreak to date. Cases peaked at over 60, with likely more among community members and visitors from around the region. It prompted widespread testing, masking, and long weeks of canceled activities and hunkering down amid recovery. Haines Schools persevered, continuing in person throughout the 2020-21 school year and organized to do the same entering the fall term, with masking and testing protocols in place. Out front, third grader Melody Peters says she's excited, but also had some last-minute nerves about the first day. Her mom, Brandy Peters, gives her some encouraging words as she follows her older brother, Jerry, through the front doors.
Third grader and a sophomore. I don't know what's happening.
Peter says she and her family feel safe being in person thanks to school staff.
I think we're a little bit more prepared for the masks and COVID stuff and everything, so a lot of us parents feel a bit more secure with them coming to school and not being as worried, so that definitely helps having our staff be just so amazing. There'd be no way we'd be able to be open year-round without the Haines school staff.
The Haines Borough hired Annette Kreitzer as borough manager after an 18-month search. The community saw significantly less bear encounters than last year, where a record 30 bears were killed outside the hunting season. Wildlife biologists say that was thanks to more natural food sources and also in large part to community measures to secure attractants, like garbage and setting up electric fences. The Haines cross country team swept the state championship and was welcomed home by a parade. The high school art class unveiled a mural project at the skate park. Haines senior Aubrey Cook shared what it was like to display her work in public.
I think it is so cool. I have never done any type of piece like this, especially this big. I've never done a piece this big. And if you had came in here before, it was kind of just like a bunch of graffiti everywhere with like inappropriate things. But now it's like a really beautiful space. And we all learned that it's a living, breathing space, which means like eventually this is going to get covered up by other people's artwork. But we're really thankful for that we had this opportunity to paint.
Cluckwan was faced with the possibility of the Chatham School District closing its school, as enrollment dropped below 10, the minimum to receive state funding. The community urged the district to address the underlying issues of low enrollment and keep the school open. Here's Cluckwan resident Catherine Hotch.
The kids are the most important thing here. I grew up with grandparents that told us, it's for the kids, it's for the kids. And I grew up hearing that.
Parent Nicholas Chikoski was one of many who said Cluckwan offers an incredible learning opportunity.
My son is learning to speak Tlingit language. He's learning traditional Tlingit art, form line, and other things like that. He gets amazing attention because of the small school size. He has interaction with multiple age kids that you don't have in a conventional school where everybody's segregated by age.
Negotiations between Cluckwan and the Chatham School District are ongoing. The U.S. border opened to non-essential travel for Canadians for the first time since the pandemic.
It's a dodge! That's it! No, it's not. Ready? Black dodge! Is it Yukon plates?
The Haines Community Marching Band was at the ready to play O Canada, welcoming the first car pulling into the visitor center in downtown Haines. There was just one car before noon. Bruce Funk of White Horse had a police escort from the border crossing about 40 miles north of Haines. Funk had tears in his eyes as he shook hands with Haines Mayor Douglas Olrude.
Welcome back to Haines. We've missed everybody in the Yukon, and being able to have you guys back here means a lot.
Haines was awarded a $20 million federal infrastructure grant to renovate Lutac Dock, capping years of ongoing discussion and concern around the community's aging freight and fuel dock. The year closed out with a community memorial and dedication event marking 1 year since the December storms, with a focus on trauma and community healing. Just walking each other home. 2021 was a tough year. Feeling the continuous pressure of the COVID pandemic, the aftermath of the devastating winter storms, and economic pressures. But residents have come together, united against challenges and celebrating wins, and always the immense beauty of the Chilkat Valley. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.